Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Jules Gill.
Good morning, everyone. Just, Scott dragged me out of bed this morning with the words, big news. Fallout 5 is happening. Well, so I rushed downstairs, put on my dressing gown, and here I am, bleary-eyed and very, very tired. But I'm excited because Scott Telford is going to ring in the new year by bringing in the news.
Well, look, your exact words were, I'll do it, but I'll not get dressed. So it's just
I did actually say that.
That sort of that does translate into the amount of salt that you should pour on this in terms of grain of salt, bucket of salt. But it seems like an executive from Xbox has revealed the next Fallout game, which in theory has to be Fallout 5 because we've just done Fallout 76. So this comes from Xbox head of gaming services, Ben Decker, talking to Games Radar, discussing the general interview about Game Pass, the future of Xbox, all that kind of stuff. He talks about how the over 55% of people tend to get Game Pass for new games at launch, and then says that we have 23 studios across Xbox and Bethesda working on Halo, Forza, Fallout, and new IP that we haven't even talked about yet that is going to blow your mind. All of that we can deliver on Game Pass day one. So, bit of the old slip of the tongue, because we know that Halo Infinite's coming, we know that Forza's getting rebooted, but we didn't know about the next Fallout. Assumedly, it was always coming somewhere down the line. But Mr. Ben Decker playing a masterful hand in the deck, in the cards, in the you know what I mean?
There's a pun in there somewhere, isn't there?
It's Blade Runner.
Decker showed his hands. That's the joke of it.
That's the dressing gown of truth.
But the thing is that I'm very, very excited about this. Not excited about how he's casually revealed it, because it's Fallout. If they're going to do another big Fallout game, you'd want them to have a bit more pomp and circumstance about it. But I will take what I will take, because if they are saying to us that we are getting a full installment release and not another bloody DLC for drunken old Uncle 4076, then yeah, I'll take that.
The thing is, he does say that we can deliver all of this into Game Pass day one. So the assumption, that was the whole thing going forward that Phil Spencer said about, the whole plan of acquiring Bethesda was to bolster Game Pass. It's to make Game Pass this irresistible monthly set of games that you just have to sign up to the service for. And it makes sense to whatever the next Fallout is, to lock it down to Game Pass. Or at least make it so it's on Game Pass from day one, which again lines up with the idea that it can't be Fallout 76 DLC, it can't be a remaster. But I guess it could be, but you wouldn't put that alongside Halo, Forza, if your reveal was just going to be, hey, we've done a new version of New Vegas. I guess it could be a New Vegas too.
Unless they did a complete retread of Fallout 1 and 2, and they went through a full, from the ground up, remake of the sort of isometric tactical action of those two games. I doubt that they would, because let's face it, the money is in first-person shooters. It's a much more widespread genre market. So unless it was a first-person shooter remake of the first two games, then I don't think that'll happen. Very excited, because despite being burned to the point that my hands are but stumps now from Fallout 76, I am still completely besotted with that universe, with the lore, with the entire universe that they've built. Expectations are running on a smooth, gradual high at the moment, because if we are going to get one, then fantastic.
The thing with me is that I'm in a weird place with Bethesda, where I used to worship them, used to love. I mean, Skyrim, total high point of many of our lives, to be honest. And then I don't think they've hit that high since. It's been a gradual sort of decline, going down the stairs, sort of meeting it flat for a bit, down a bit more, down a bit more. And I just, you look at Fallout Shelter was fine, but it was a mobile game. Fallout 76 was a raging tire fire, and they managed to bring it back-ish. And then, when they got out there and said the same game engine's going to be used for Starfield at least, and whether that'll be on Elder Scrolls Scrolls 6 as well. I don't know. I feel like they should be up there with the Naughty Dogs and the Bethesdas. Naughty Dogs and the Rockstars. And they're not. They're the weird little PC mod team in the corner that I just want to see be way more polished.
Well, the thing is that they do put out good games occasionally, but it's when it comes to the sequel, when it comes to following up on promises made, that's when they always seem to stumble. Like Doom Eternal is probably the exception because they just went in a wildly new and over-the-top area and expanded it. But if you look at what they did when they derailed their own franchise with Wolfenstein, like the new Colossus was nowhere near as good as the original game.
Oh, dude, I love New Colossus, but still.
Get me wrong, it's still a good game, but it is nowhere near as good as the first version, that the reboot that they did. And the New Bloods, what was it called? Young Bloods, or whatever it's called, the one where it's that you play as the sisters?
Yeah, that's Doom and Wolfenstein, that's all them as a publisher. Like, it speaks to their little business interests, but in terms of the last stuff that they developed was just 76 and then Fallout 4. But
they've definitely had a hand in the pie. Like, they definitely helped shape what's going on by saying, maybe we want to change that.
Put a loot system in it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if they can steer clear of all of the trappings that modern video games have to deal with, then maybe we could be on for a true and blue Stone Cold classic. But if Fallout 5 comes out and it's already rocking the pre-orders and the microtransaction systems and they're crafting and building with friends, blah, 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 and it can absolutely go back into the radioactive pits.
I guess
give me a straight up single player experience, no fuff, no guff. 4 expansion packs. That's all I want. It's the classic. It's the classic, mate.
If they did the Fallout 4 thing again, of just sort of like, here's the main game, we're announcing the season pass, but we're not going to tell you what's in it, but you can pay for it now. And then when enough people said, sorry, what are we paying for? And they went, oh, actually, what do you want? And they sort of molded the season pass around whatever fan demands are. I don't know. Fallout's in such a strange place right now where I feel like, obviously, Fallout 4 was this massive cultural talking point, but the game was so divisive. But it's, still sold incredibly well. I kind of wonder what strand of gameplay they go down at this point. Like, do you chase the RPG stuff? Do you restore more in-depth dialogue choices, kind of like what Obsidian did with Outer Wilds. Or do you go down the gunplay type stuff, because they had help from id Software rounding out Fallout 4's gunplay, so the actual gameplay in Fallout 4 is super snappy, especially compared to 3 in New Vegas. But I just wonder if they do chase the big bucks more going forward.
If you think about it, after signing a deal with Microsoft, Microsoft's going to have that dollar sign over their heads of being like, look, we have to make back the money that we've invested into this. Like, this purchase has to make us money. And if they know one thing sells really well, it is first-person shooters and combat-focused gameplay. Like, Halo sold by the bucket loads because of the fact it tapped into that brilliant sort of adrenaline rush-style gameplay. Mm-hmm. And Fallout 4 moved towards that. It definitely moved the needle away from being a tactical RPG experience and more it's a shooter with choice elements baked into it. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I think they're only going to double down on this. I think that they're probably going to put in more voice acting, but it will, again, maybe restrict what choices players have as a result, and they will focus more on the combat, because when people think of Fallout, they don't tend to think of the granular experience of morality. But instead, they think, what can I shoot in the face with a laser gun?
That was the 76 thing, which is sort of, let's do a whole bunch of raid bosses, let's make sure that you're always playing with other players. And I think now they've fixed it enough where you can have an enjoyable single player time.
They've not. Don't even. Right, okay.
I just want to believe.
We have a 1.6 million subscriber base, mate. I am not going to sit here in my dressing gown as a professional and tell these people that this game, Fallout 76, is in a good state.
No Man's Sky, mate. It's all good.
Being stabbed in the face is better than being shot, but still both are terrible things.
You might be right. Look, I'm just saying that they heard the backlash, and Mr. Todd Howard got out there and said he's done all sorts of things to get it. But I mean,
he personally put on his boots. He went into the trenches, fought alongside your fellow man. Did you, Todd? Did you really?
He's probably honest, Todd. I don't know. I don't believe that they can sort of. I don't want them to chase any elements from 76. Basically, I don't think you can bring those elements across. I think that general idea of twinning Fallout with a mass online multiplayer experience is for the most part tarnished. But I do wonder, because those earlier games that you mentioned were Black Isle Studios. It wasn't even Bethesda. Yeah. Since they came on was when everything went first person and it sort of changed the course of what Fallout even is. I guess, like, because you're a bigger Fallout fan than me, in terms of, like, going forward, do you want the specific, like, point in the timeline to explore? Like, where do you even go from here? Does it just go forward after Fallout again?
One of the major areas that I think that a lot of fans have been requesting for a very long time would be to change the setting from the United States. We've seen a lot of the conflict happen there because, obviously, you've got the biggest players in the Great War that went on. You've got, like, all of the Nuka-Cola stuff. You've got all of the Fallout shelters and stuff like that. Vault Tech, but a lot of questions arise to what happened to Europe, what happened to other places, because all they tell us is those places have gone dark. But what would be very interesting to play is, you know, kind of what's Britain up to at this point. There must be people who survived. There's people who survived all over the world. Maybe we could see a move away from the reliance on vaults, because I know that they are a key factor of it, but there's so much over-reliance on go to this one place and check out this kooky experiment that's going on.
True.
Maybe this would be the clean break that they need to move away from something else and show, I don't know, the whole of Britain, but mapped out in a completely destroyed way. That'd be very fun.
That'd be kind of cool. Aesthetically made me think of, like, Resistance, where like the old Resistance games, where it's just England but crumbling. It's all going to be in the game engine. The thing that I just doubt Bethesda so much. LA Noir style, just doubt. It's just the game engine. I haven't seen a running smooth Bethesda game maybe ever. And it's not that used to be fine. That used to be kind of quirky. And look at them having a go. And look at the size of this world. And this is the trade-off. If it's going to be this intricate, there's going to be bugs. There's going to be glitches. But I think over time, the amount of games that have released broken, and because they set a standard of brokenness with 76. For me, it's all going to be in when they have mentioned the new game engine, because they already said that Starfield, and I'm pretty sure Elder Scrolls 6 is still using the same engine that Fallout 4, has been on and stuff. So
yeah.
I kind of wonder. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below of the idea of the next Fallout game. Do you want Fallout 5? Do you want another spin-off? What do you want from big old Todd Howard and his merry band of men? For now, though, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
And I don't know how you sign off news is made. Do I say what I am?
We've done hundreds of them in the past.
Yeah, I know, but we haven't done very many together since we've been during the...
You're not right. I think right. We'll cut off at some point round about here. It's fine.
Okay, fine. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.